Aloha, my name is Yoko Uehara. I'm currently a student at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and majoring in Geography and Environment program with a concentration in Geospatial Information Science. I have interned with National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and then I worked on this research project. The aerial photography is a remote sensing technique that has been used since the early 1930s to understand landscape along flight line and record changes in the Earth's surface so that you can compare past time and the modern time. So today we have technology to create a three-dimensional model from the aerial imageries as long as these images are overlapping each other. So I hypothesized it is possible to reconstruct the three-dimensional model from historical aerial imagery. My goal was to explore and develop a method to create an automatic image from historical aerial imagery in 1954. My study area is on one of Hawaiian islands. It's known as Big Island. The site name is Pelekane Bay Watershed. It is located on the northwest side of Hawaii Island. As you see the red area, that is the Pelekane Bay Watershed. The area is about 6,000 acres, and this area is known for sediment erosion that impact to marine community, especially for shallow water corals. The data I used was from year 1954 imagery. Image type was not color, so at the time it was everything was grayscale. And then unfortunately, most important information, camera calibration report, was not available. I contacted many government agencies to find out if it is possible to find the calibration report, but it's unfortunately lost. So I had no camera calibration report, but it was to try this. So source of images and image details are here. One is from NOAA Digital Coast, and then another one is from Hamilton Library at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and then the last one is coming from United States Geological Survey. So each data has a different pixel size, resolution, and then DPI. And then the method I used was trial and error approach. Software I used, Agisoft, Metashape, Envy, Pix40, Adobe, Photoshop, ArcGIS Desktop. So the reason why I used Envy in addition to Metashape and Pix40, because I tried to build the exterior and the external and the internal orientation. So that's the reason why I used the Envy. And then I finally found a successful method. Data, I used USGS, and I used 24 images to put all together. So first, I needed to edit the images prior to run through the structure from motion software. So I eliminated all pixels outside of the image area and then manually aligned each one. And then automate the batch process to adjust all the image size in the same size and then aligned and then clipped. And then also I removed the fiducial marks because every time I had the fiducial marks included in the image, that model became out of alignment. So I clipped all the fiducial marks off. And then software I ran through was Metashape. After I edited all images in Photoshop, I put everything in the Metashape. And then quality, medium quality. Key point limit was 100,000 and the type point limit was 10,000. As you see workflow, I used Photoshop and then going to the right and then finally going down, from this point, it is loaded to the Agisoft. Let's see the result. it detected key point for 100,386 points. It's about 4,180 key points per image among 24 images. And then tie points were detected 96,185 points, tie points. So key point usage, it was pretty high at 95.8%. So majority of key points were tied together. It is really good result. And then I checked the image overlapping, how much image overlapping, how many. As you see the figure four, the majority of image overlap twice. Like orange is twice and then three times yellow. And then more overlapping, like four times to six times. You see the sage and the green. So it appears to be very, very good amount of overlapping. And then also I checked where the exposure station would be located. So point cloud image location is shown in the figure six. And then as you see, this is the view from the above the model. So each exposure stations are located along flight line. So there are three different flight lines. And then figure six, you see the side view. So all of the exposure stations are like following the earth curve. And then I don't see any like extreme angle of exposure station. So from these information and the images, I can conclude that this model has a high accuracy. So after this successful model was developed, I spent every day. I tried every morning, every afternoon, and then running through these images through structure from motion program. It takes many hours, like 8 to 10 hours. And then after I run through it and then I check, I failed. So finally, 38 trials, this model came up. Each of 37 failure, I collected the information, like each of failure information suggests me what to change. Then also, I conducted the online research. I went to Agisoft Metashape online forum to find out what parameters should be good, what to do. I read the manual, and the manual said do not edit the picture. But some online forum suggested to edit the picture. So I removed some unwanted pixel and edited, and then found working procedure. So the pre-processing each image in Adobe Photoshop significantly enhanced the Metashape to detect the number of key point and tie point. Because beginning, it didn't detect any point, even though I applied a manual tie point. So important part is pre-processing the image. And then larger number of the tie point, higher the accuracy of the dense point cloud, because higher number of tie point help to computation of collinear equation and the bundle block adjustment through structure from motion software. In addition to the high usage of key point to make tie point, a couple of other factors also contributed to create a good dense cloud. According to the image overlapping, figure 4, all 24 images overlapping, and then figure 5, all exposure stations are aligned along flight line, and the figure 6, all the exposure stations are on the same altitude, and I don't see any extreme angle of exposure stations. So those visualized information indicate high quality of dense point cloud. So through this project, I found pre-processing the images to increase the number of tie point was the most important step to create an automatic image. In conclusion, through 38 trial and error approaches, I identified that the most effective method to create an automatic from grayscale historical images The successful method again was to first preprocess the historical aerial imagery through Adobe Photoshop, then process them in structure from motion software, MetaShape, to reconstruct historical landscape. I would like to express my appreciation and acknowledge my mentor, Katie Talady. She is a geospatial analyst at NOAA. And then also Dr. Chen at the University of Hawaii, and then everybody at the PIPES program at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. Without everyone's support, encouragement, and help, I couldn't complete this project. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.